This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you're like me, you kind of hate it when a piece of software just updates on you without even asking. Facebook, I'm looking at you. You too, Google. Many noticed that the search engine giant changed its popular free email service Gmail last week. Where once there was one true inbox, now there seems to be at least three. Some of us are still reeling from the changes, but Slate tech blogger and friend of the show Will Oremus says, relax, this is a good thing.
Everybody needs to take a breath, take 1 minute to learn how to use this new Gmail inbox, and I can almost guarantee you you're going to find it fantastic.
You're telling me to chill out and get some knowledge.
That's right, and it doesn't even take much knowledge. So here's the thing. The new Gmail inbox allows you to have your emails automatically sorted as they come in into up to five different categories.
Right.
One category is primary, and that is actual emails from actual real people that you know. And that is amazing.
So what you're saying basically is like, instead of my Comcast.net account, which is where I send all of those things that I don't want, like when I buy something from Levi's and they sign me up for like the daily dose of Levi's news that I don't care about.
Yeah, the word for it is bacon. It's not spam because it's stuff that you have signed up for, whether you meant to or not. You don't necessarily want all that stuff alongside your urgent emails from friends and colleagues.
Okay, you and I are both heavy Gmail users, obviously. But my question to you, are there other non-Google products that do this sort of thing?
You know, there have been some attempts, and by and large, they've been pretty feeble. Everybody tries to do spam filtering, and they do it with varying success. I've found Gmail by far the best at filtering out spam.
Okay.
But in terms of automatically filtering out bacon, none of the major email programs, whether it's Apple or Yahoo or Microsoft, have really even attempted this. And that's why if you haven't tried Gmail before, now would be a great time to give it a shot and see what you think.
Will Oremus, tech blogger at Slate, and recent convert to the new offerings from Gmail. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Ben.